Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Everybody, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 2nd. Wow, man, June went by pretty fast. Man, this is July the 2nd, new month, 2018. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, my brothers and sisters. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. The message, I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about what we've been kind of talking about for the last 3 or 4 days as I'm leading up to the conference that I'll be heading out to on July the 13th and July the 14th. It will be broadcast live for people that will not obviously be able to drive or fly into Boise, Idaho. You can definitely go to onesoulexpo.com, click on the link that says buy tickets, and you can pick up a the ability to watch the seminar live. So you can see yours truly and the rest of the speakers there at the Boise, Idaho event on July the 13th and July the 14th. It will be streaming live, or you can listen, obviously, anytime at your convenience. But that is available. It's about $40 to pick up a ticket to see that event, where we're going to be talking about, where I'm going to be talking about my theme for that event is going to be establishing heaven on earth. The purpose of that theme, or that particular topic, goes in line with what I am discussing today, which is how to manifest, or how to increase your manifesting speed, how to increase, how to operate, or how to vibrate in the spirit realm, to under, over, and understand how to make or how to be successful being your true authentic self. So that's my theme that I will be discussing in Boise. And again, that is July the 13th and the 14th. If you could join me there live, that'd be awesome. So I get to meet some of my clients that's in that area. But again, for the people that's not able to travel, again, just go to onesoulexpo.com. That is the name of the website to purchase the ticket. It's onesoulexpo.com, or just email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com for more information on picking up a copy of that ticket, so that way you can watch that seminar live. So, brothers and sisters, today let's break this down. We want to talk about three steps or three things that one needs to manifest. Now, when we talk about manifesting, it's extremely important. You guys know I like to get into the etymology of terminology, because the enemy hides in what I'm about to share with you today. We are spiritually aligned, or we should be spiritually aligned. We should be spiritually connected to the source, to God, to Yahushua, to Jesus Christ, to whatever terminology that you want to use to talk about the intelligence that guides all of the creation and the creation of this particular universe and everything that exists. So that includes you and I. This ability, again, to be spiritually aligned is what I want to talk about today. So we want to talk about, how do you manifest? Now, when we're talking about man-eye festing, we're talking about establishing a feast for a man. Again, we're talking about feasting. So most people are okay, like myself. I was okay with sitting on the floor, eating the crumbs that fell off the floor. I was happy. I was happy with eating the crumbs off the table. I was happy with seeing you happy, even though I wasn't happy. It was okay. I was okay with you being happy. So I spent my entire life making other people happy, because I didn't thought happiness was for me. I thought happiness was for those people. I thought happiness was for the dominant culture. I didn't understand that there was nothing wrong with me being happy, or me manifesting, or for me being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. I thought those things were for other people. I thought those things were for spiritually minded people. I thought those things were for the gifted, the anointed. I didn't put myself into that category. But whether you realize it or not, you are already right now wealthy, healthy, wise, and a great relationship. But there is three things that will make that happen now. And it's very important, because you have to stop saying I am going to be, and you have to start saying I am. One of the biggest things that the enemy does to us is he always makes us put success off, our weight loss off by verbiage. Since we do not, a lot of us have not been taught the art of creating what we speak. We do not understand one of the things that I'm going to be expanding upon at that seminar that I'm going to be talking about, when we talk about establishing heaven on earth, and again, how to be successful being your true authentic self, is this ability to understand what I talk about inside of the life management system. Inside of the life management system, all I do is I assist you with understanding you. Now, scientifically proven, these three things that I'm getting ready to share with you today, scientifically proven, these three things, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about these particular things that I'm going to be discussing, these particular things that I'm going to be talking about today, as well as and what I've been talking about for the last 20 years, and we'll continue because it works. Now, the reason why this works is because of understanding the universe. Very few people can that I've heard, you know, really break down and understand the universe to the degree that I understand when we talk about manifesting what we call prayer or what we call meditation. I like to call this becoming a supernatural or a super saint, a spiritual saint. See, spiritually, when you vibrate on a higher level, when Jesus walked, you know, when Jesus did the things that he did, the reason that Jesus was able to do what he did was because he was spiritually aligned with the Father. He was one with the Father. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, so let me break that down for you because, you know, I've always wrestled with this when the disciples said, you know, man, how long are we going to hang out with you? We want to hang out with the big G. And Jesus broke down and says, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you see me, you see the Father. So me and the Father are one. Now, that is extremely important. Because what Jesus is saying is he's the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. That dog hunts right there. Now, let me make sure you understand because it is the science. It is the etymology. It is the step-by-step process by which Yahushua could make those statements. Because anybody cannot go around and make those that type of a statement. That's like blasphemy. That's why every time what Jesus did, everybody wanted to crucify him. But Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 7, John 14, verse 7, Jesus answered and said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So anybody that's interested in learning how to manifest consciousness yesterday, like right now, you might want to pimp that game. Now, let me break it down in modern day terms. I am the way. I am the truth. He didn't say he was a version. He said he was the. Now, that messes up a lot of people's theology right there. That's the reason why manifestation doesn't happen. Jesus says that I am the way. He says that I am the truth. He says that I am the life. He didn't say like. He said life. That's why I have the life management. I don't have the gnosis management. I didn't eat from the tree of knowledge. A lot of people got knowledge, but they got no life. He says no one comes to the Father except through me. So if you don't do these three things that Yahushua did, your dog doesn't hunt. Now, let me make sure you understand, because John 14, 7 says this. If you have known me, you would know my Father as well. For now, it says, from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Now, I'm slow, but Philip is slower than me. So Jesus just said, yo, dude, you see me, you see the Father. Then Philip says in the next verse, yeah, that's cool, but show us the Father. Now, I know I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. You know, I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic, but Philip is slow. Philip is saying, Jesus, you know, we like you, boo-boo, but we want to hang out with the Father. Now, this is profound because that means Philip was not the vibrational equivalent of Yahushua. He wasn't on the same frequency. He wasn't spiritually aligned. And there's many people that's listening to the sound of my voice. The reason that your dog's on hunt, the reason that you're not able to manifest, the reason that you can't drive faster is because, number one, you got your TPMs are off. Now, I could just drop the mic and just exit the stage with just that one TPM. Thoughts per minute. Now, when I was driving the other day and I posted a little clip on it, I was driving and it's like something just downloaded. I can't even put it in the English language into my spirit. Like I was coming back home from the gym and it's like, oh man, it's like this is how, you know, when I exercise and I posted it on my Facebook page as well, y'all need to start exercising. I don't know what y'all doing, you know, but, you know, not y'all, but, you know, people you know. And I posted it on the scientific proof of what happens to the brain during exercise. I always wonder, I thought it was for the, you know, endorphins. I thought it was for, you know, burning off energy. Just like when I do the water, everything I've been doing in my life was preordained by the big G. Now, I intuitively knew this because of again, the frequency alignment. Because I said, Father, I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know the truth. I just told the Father when I was a little kid, me and my brother sister be walking around. We was hungry and we was fasting. And, you know, Sister X. I don't put her name out there. You know, she ain't around no more. But, you know, I didn't understand, why we got to fast. I didn't understand. I just wanted to eat. And I didn't understand. I couldn't wrap my brain. So from that day up until this day, I've been asking for one thing. I just knew that something that wasn't the truth. I know it was probably a version of it, but I know, you know, fasting, some things come out by fasting and prayer. Now, when you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, those things are set aside for other people. I'm going to say other people are spiritually advanced, people that are seeking the higher teachings. Now, if those things are broken down and taught in a way that it can be assimilated and the child is willing and understands the depth of what they're doing, sure, I've seen, you know, child preachers. You know, I wouldn't follow one, but I've seen them. And they are anointed and they preach and they lay hands on people. And, you know, God calls people at any time he wants, you know. However, you know, I can't follow nobody that has not been where I'm going. Now, that's just me. Again, I'm like Philip and I'm like Darren Thomas. We slow. We're from the slow crew. So the slow crew, we like to see some scientific proof. We like to see the nail scars in your hand. You know, we like to see shizness like that. That's how we slow. So ain't nothing wrong with it. You got to own it. See, I own mine. You might want to own yours. And the reason why manifestation now happens in my life a lot faster is because of the TPMs. See, one thing about scientific proof, one thing about biological proof, one thing about biblical proof, one thing about esoteric proof, it removes something called doubt. And it's very interesting, you know, I was watching, you know, Power last night, and I saw 50, man, you know, the way, and I remember, from where 50 started to where he is now, wouldn't you like 50 Cincinnati? Let's put it for another time. And what I saw, he came out on the stage, they did that little intro for Power, I saw confidence. And then when I see, you know, Shark Tank and I see the judges, I see Cuban up there and I see all of the other judges on Shark Tank and I see these guys up there on Shark Tank and I see confidence. And if I click over and watch TV Jakes on Sunday morning, I see TV comes out and what I see is confidence. If I see Creflo, I see confidence. If I see, you know, Jesse Duplantis, I see confidence. What I see is confidence. The missing ingredient and you're manifesting, brothers and sisters, is confidence. Now, there's three ways to get confidence. One is TPM. The other is, again, let me give you the science before I give you the biblical, is what the science calls the ability to label it. And then the third piece is the ability to see it. Somebody should write that down. Now, in the conference, I'm going to break this down. It's called create it, keep it, expand it. Those three things. Without those three things, your dogs don't hunt. So I don't care how great you are, how spiritual you are, how you can speak in tongues, you know, how many chairs, you know, you turn over, you know, you can do all of that. But when you're done, if you cannot, one, understand the way, two, understand the truth, three, understand the life, yeah, you're not going to manifest nothing. Now, everything you're going to do is going to be the hope method. This is what I used to have. I used to hope, you know, it's kind of like, you know, birth control. There are some people who use the hope method in birth control. You know, they have sex, you know, no protection there, and they hope the girl don't get pregnant. Now, sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't. But the hope method, you know, that's what I used. When I was in my first marriage, so I ended up with 5 kids. We used the hope method. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just there's a better method. So I'm just saying you can manifest by using the hope method. You can just pray and you can just hope that whatever you believe in God for will happen. Or you can do what the big G did. You can be spiritually aligned. Now, spiritually aligned means that you're going to do what I have in a life management system. You're not just going to purchase it. You're actually going to do what the system says. You're going to discover the essence of your true being. You're going to discover the essence of your deepest core imprint You got to discover your DNA level core imprint. That is the values and the morals that makes you you. Those values and those morals, that's your standard. Now, your standard is mine. It's very similar, but and I have this inside of my book called The Standard. This is where I got it from. And in the book, The Standard, it breaks down that inside of your DNA, there is something called a 13 base DNA. That's Christ's DNA. Now, there is the corrupted human DNA that is corrupted by Lucine Farr. Again, that is what we call now. That's the kind of DNA that most of us got. But in the book of Revelation 21, verse 3, it breaks down Christ's DNA. And then it also breaks down Lucine Farr's DNA in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Now, this is extremely important because, again, if you don't understand this, then you're not spiritually aligned. You're not connected with the source, the big G, the Father. And so your job in life is to truly understand how do you manifest stuff. Well, the first thing is you got to increase your TPM, your thoughts per minute. See, right now, like when I was driving, I saw my miles per minute. And I noticed that when I stepped on the gas, my speed increased. When I got off the gas, the speed went down. And the big G told me that's how you live in your spiritual world, homie. That's why you're manifested. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Your speed is not consistent. Now, when I'm driving long trips, I have something called this remote control device that I can click that sets my speed. So that way my speed is constant. I put that on that automatically sets my speed. Now, the problem with that is that you got to be aware with number two and number three. You got to be able to label it, name it, and you got to be able to see it, see where you're going. If I set my speed at 60 miles an hour and I put it on autopilot, so to speak, and I'm coming around the turn where I can only do 20, I'm going to crash because I have to be able to see where I'm going. Now, let's go a little bit deeper because, see, your thoughts per minute, the scientifically proven, the brain does not allow the eye to see anything that's not labeled. In other words, if you don't have a name for it, the brain can't see it. Your eyes can't see it. So if you look at a tree, and if you've never seen a tree in your life, you don't have a name for a tree, your eyes will block it out because it's not, again, this is called your RAS, your reticular activating system. If anybody that needs the biology, if anybody want to try to prove me wrong, go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the reticular activating system or type in your RAS and then just read it. Now, all of this is biologically proven. Again, you cannot manifest nothing that you cannot see. You cannot be anything that you cannot see. If you can't see it, you can't be it. Number one, the thoughts per minute. Number two, you got to be able to label it. You got to be able to say, like, if I'm going on vacation, like, if I'm getting ready to go, which I'm getting ready to go to Boise, so I got to be able to say that I'm getting ready to go to Boise. I can't say, again, that I'm going to New York because that's not the same thing as going to Boise. I have to name it what it is. Now, let me see. Now, that sounds like common sense, right? Yeah, but as I found out, common sense ain't common. See, the reticular activating system, that's really the reptile brain, it's the repetition brain. It is a nerve, it's a bunch of nerve pathways that's at the base of the brain stem. It connects, it is connected to the spinal cord. Then it connects to the cerebrum, which is the cherubim, which has the flaming sword. So your reticular activating system is the flaming sword that the Bible says that God put at the gate so that you can't go back in and eat the tree of life. Now, I've already did the book. I broke this already down, and again, that's another subject for another time. But what I need you to understand is the reticular activating system doesn't let nothing in. That's why you can't win. Now, the reticular activating system can be your friend if you understand how to restructure the reticular activating system. That's what I did. Now, manifesting, the way that the universe works is the universe is in a big, it's a big wave. And then you go into the wave and you pull out a particle. Hebrews 11:3, for my Bible thumpers, everything that is visible came from the invisible. Hebrews 11:3, Hebrews 11:1, 2, and 3. That's the biblical foundation of the reticular activating system. Your RAS is a filter. It filters out shizness. It doesn't filter shizness in. Your RAS puts everything into a order so that way you can focus. It automatically blocks out things that are not important to you. It doesn't ask you. It doesn't. Your reticular activating system doesn't ask, hey, dog, is this important for us today? No. The reticular activating system, based upon your previous, so if you walk past a snake and you say, no biggie. The next time you see the snake, now, number one, thoughts per minute. Number two, label it a snake. Number three, see it with your eyes. It's a mental picture inside your brain. When that happens, bam, it manifests instantly in your life. But the problem is we have not been taught that three-step process. Now, the Bible says, Jesus says it this way, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So, number one, there is a way. What is the way? The way is the thoughts per minute. What does that mean in English? Thoughts per minute. The Bible says it this way. Again, we need the biblical. We've got to have the biblical. We've got to have the scientific. We've got to have the esoteric. And if anybody needs some mathematical shitness, I got that too. You need some grammar twos. Because remember, it is a hexagon math. It's a hexagram, and it is a hexachord. So it's math, music, and language. So we've got to deal with it. This is three-headed. We've got to deal with it on three heads. If you don't have these three things, you can't override those three things. So the hex, the box that you're in, is because you haven't dealt with the hexachord. But it's not a C. O-R-D, it's a C-H. It's musical. So you got to deal. You are on a musical hex. Music is vibration. You are under a vibrational hex. That you're a vibrational match. Now remember, Philip, in this verse, John 14:8, Peter said, John 14:8. Now remember, Jesus just told him, hey, look, dude, well, let me read it. John 14:6. Jesus answered and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will have known my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Now, again, me, Philip, and Doubting Thomas, we slow. So Philip said the exact same thing I would have said. Yo, Jesus, hold up, time out, dog. Like, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Let me make sure you understand what he just said. Jesus just said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That means I am the vibrational equivalent of the Father on earth. That means me and the Father. Again, Philippians 2:5, I'm paraphrasing, you might want to look it up. It says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. So Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. We'll be good. We're good. Jesus replied in verse 9. Here we go. Jesus dropping some nuggets. Y'all ready for some nuggets? So John 14:9, Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you all this time, and still you do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Now, Jesus is getting pissed off. Jesus is like, hold up, dude. I know you slow. So this is how my conversation with God always go too. Brother Will, you slow. I know you slow. But did I just tell you? Same love you're trying to give to everybody, so you want to give it to yourself first, boo-boo. Did you not read the first commandment in the book? I put it in there. It said, Lord, you got all these, you got this big old book, but I ain't got time to read all of this. How many, 66 books? Give us a summarization, man. Let me get the notes. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, might. It's the first commandment. Second is just like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. That's the whole gospel summed up. So this is what Jesus is summing up. He's summing up the entire how to increase your manifestation so that way stuff happens in your life quickly. How do you change and how do you get out of groundhog state? Okay, let me tell you how I got out. See, you keep going around the same circle over and over and over and over again. You keep doing the same shizness. Why? Because you're looking at Jesus, and but you're still waiting for the Father. The big G has to manifest himself in the form of the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible also says that, again, if you want to understand the biology, I like the biology better. You know, because the Bible is a personification of the biology. Because in the Bible, as I talked about in the last series, when I talked about genetic engineering and Christ in you, the hope of glory in Colossians, you know, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. It didn't say that it dwelt worldly. It said it dwelt bodily. The fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Then it says we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. It didn't say it was outside of you. So when people ask me, well, Brother Will, what do you mean by this biological reference of these biblical characters? Well, did you read Colossians 1:17? I read it. It reads something like this. I'm paraphrasing. I want to look it up. It says, by him, that would be Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, by him all things are held together. Now, again, there is a biological reference of the Hashem. It's called hyaluronic acid. It's inside of your body. Inside of hyaluronic acid, there's something called laminin. Laminin looks exactly like a cross. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type it in. Then click on images. Again, I've done the study. It was a 600-page book already. So I got biological proof and biblical proof and esoteric proof. So I don't debate. I'm going to debate somebody that's talking about Egyptology. Really? Did you read the book of Noah? Anybody believe in Egyptology? Read the book of Noah. I already read it. Them Nephilims, dog. It's in the book. I triple dare you to read the book of Noah. Triple dare you. If you read the book of Noah. Triple dare you to read the book of Noah. That shatters Egyptology. Any Negro that's Egyptology, you just tell me, go read the book of Noah, then give me a call. Because every pharaoh is a... That's another study for another time. Why am I talking about that? Every pharaoh is a Nephilim. Again, they took it out of the Helios Biblios for a reason. Because they don't want you to know what it talks about inside of the Bible. Now, Revelations 21 verse 3, which we'll break down here in just a second. Because without understanding how the Bible relates to your biology, your dogs don't hunt. See, Jesus told Philip, man, I've been with you all this time. So y'all still looking for the solution, and Jesus is telling you, saying that he's telling Philip, I've been with you all this time. So in other words, what I'm going to tell you, you already know. Create it, keep it, expand it. So I got to teach you how to create it, I got to teach you how to keep it, and I got to teach you how to expand it. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. The way is creation. The truth is keeping the commandments. The life is evolution or expansion. Now, I'm going to break this down in vivid detail on July the 13th and 14th when I break this down in Boise, Idaho, and shock the world at my coming out party, if you want to call it that. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers, because if you're part of the life management system, you should already be doing this. Because Jesus goes on in verse, now again, we just read John 14, 7, 8, 9. He says, if you see me, you see the Father. Peter said, Lord, show us the Father. It will be sufficient. Jesus said, Philip, I've been with you all this time, and you still do not know me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say to me, show me the Father? Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? If it's the word in, that means interior. But let me look it up in the original text. Now, see, most Reverend Dr. Bishops, they don't understand the biological significance of the biblical narrative. They don't understand it. I can't save nobody. So the Father has released me of me trying to save folks. So I'm a retired, saver. I couldn't save nobody. Shit, I couldn't even save myself. So the father said, you did what I told you to do. You got a 600-page book that explains the biology of the temple. And in that, you got filled with scriptures that tell people 225 times in the Bible it says to be in Christ. 225 times it says that Christ is inside the Bible. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God eternal within the body. My name, Yahweh-Chin-Vahe, means God eternal within the body. If my name means that there is an electromagnetic light or radiation, that's what we call it, that is established inside of the body. This is what we call hue. This is color. Color is a form of nonverbal communication. It is a non-static energy, meaning it is a telepathic, which I'm going to be breaking down later on this year as I talk about more about manifesting instantly. That means it's telepathic. That means everything that you do that is verbal, everything that you do that is physical, I mean, that's great, but God is spirit. Those that worship him, those that work for him, must worship him, must work for him in spirit. And they say nothing about demonstration. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, but when you get done, you might want to go back into the spirit realm. That's where I hang out. Because why? God is spirit. Is he not? I mean, I don't know. Am I reading the right Bible? Maybe I got the different one. But see, the one I read is John 14:10. Jesus is saying, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. Instead, it is the Father dwelling in me, performing his works. Period. Drop my extra stage left. That's how you manifest. People ask me all the time, Doc, hey, man, let me get the show notes. I ain't got no show notes, homie. 5 minutes before I did today's show, I just had a thought. The thought said, tell people what you do. I said, I've been telling them, Father. Just tell them again. Same thing, different way. So, okay. I had 5 minutes before I did the show. That's why I didn't, my sister texted me, hey, I called in. There's no show scheduled today. I ain't scheduled it yet. I scheduled this show at usually 11:58, and it starts at 12. Again, I was just take no thought. I don't take no thought. My wife and kids could tell you because they watch me sit here working on stuff, and I look up and I text somebody. I text you guys the general thing, but I honestly have no clue what I'm going to talk about until I start talking. That's how you manifest. Now, what does that mean? Confidence. Where does confidence come from? Clarity. Now, the only reason that you're not manifesting faster is because, let's go back to my thoughts per minute. So I started increasing my thoughts per minute, my TPM. Everybody listen to me? You have to start doing that. You say, well, Brother Will, you know, I'm listening to 3 shows a day already. Dog, that's 3 hours, man. Ain't got no time. Okay, that's not thoughts per minute. That's you're listening to me. But while you're listening, what is your brain saying? See, right now I'm talking. But while I'm talking, you're saying, okay, this fool's been talking for damn 30 minutes. How much more he got? How much more he going to be talking? Or you're probably saying, oh, man, it's lunchtime. Or you're saying, hey, man, you know what? Love and Hip Hop come on tonight. I'm going to watch the Love and Hip Hop. What are your thoughts per minute? You must bring every thought into captivity. Now, I've already talked about that in the last show where we talked about over-obsessing. So the devil wants you to take what I'm saying, and he wants to say, well, Brother Will said, and then he wants you to over-obsess. He wants you to misinterpret what I'm saying. All I'm simply saying is just set your intention. What does that mean? Just say, Heavenly Father, I want to manifest my highest possible good because I Brother Will said that you are omnibenevolent. That's one of the omnis that you have. That's 10 of them, by the way. And one of them, the most important omni, he's omnibenevolent, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent. He got a lot of omnis. But one of his omnis is omnibenevolent. I like the omnisimplistic. He's also omnisimplistic. But the one I like, the one that I think is the most important, is omnibenevolent. That means highest possible good. That means always good. I like that one. So I know the God I serve, he's always good. That means he wants the highest possible good. Now, that's good, that's gooder, and that's the goodest. The big G says, I want the goodest for my shearings, all my shearings. So anybody that's listening to the part of me, if you are a joint heir, if you are a royal priest, if you are a holy nation, if you are set apart one, if you've been justified, if you've been glorified, if you've been sanctified, if you can call on the name that is above every name, if you walk through the valley of shadow and death and you don't fear no evil, if you know you've been old, you've been young and you've been old and you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. If you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all who rise against you shall fall. See, a lot of y'all ain't been through nothing. When you've been in the valley and your back has been up against the wall, and the big G came in and changed it, when you should have been jailed, dead, car repoed, relationship destroyed, all of the things that should have, could have, would have happened, didn't happen. And people look at you strange, they don't understand your testimony. See, people don't understand, people, that's what I can't do basic, man. I can't hang out with Joel Osteen Christians. I can't. God has done too much for me, man. He's brought me too far. You gotta understand. And you concerned about what? A light bill? Are you serious? Are we talking about, are you worried about Donald Trump? Who's he again? Well, y'all better stop playing. This is not, like, we got bigger fish to fry, brothers and sisters. People need to hear your testimony. You need to be creating. You need to learn how to keep what you create. See, a lot of people make money, but they can't keep it. Hello, I used to be one of them. So you make $100, but you spend $102. Okay, after you make the money, you got to learn how to keep the money. After you learn how to keep the money, you got to learn how to make the money grow. Your money should work for you. You shouldn't work for it. That's the program I'm on. How do you increase your manifesting speed? Your thoughts per minute. What is thoughts per minute? What are you thinking about right now? The Bible tells me to bring everything into captivity. See, the reticular activating system doesn't let nothing in unless it's important to you. It's not important. That's why I say I only do toe curling activities. What does that mean? That means it's a repeated thought that is emotionally charged. How many of those do you have per day, per minute? How many thoughts do you have that are emotionally charged per minute? Now, you have a lot of thoughts, but there ain't no emotion in them. That means your heart ain't in it. Your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. God knows. Now, remember, I like 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. He says that God, again, I'm paraphrasing, you might look it up, God himself will send you a strong delusion. So that way you will believe Akruma. You will believe the liar, the lie. Why? Because you do not have the love of the truth, not a truth. You got a version, but you don't have the. Not you, but people you know. So unless you have the truth, you got strong delusion with manifesting. You cannot manifesting if you don't have the way, the truth, the life. You cannot manifest unless your thoughts are repeatedly like his. Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father, because Jesus said, I'm not here to do my will, I'm here to do the will of my Father. That is your true authentic, that is your highest good. Your highest good is doing the will of the Father. It's not all, I know you want to get your hair done, you want to get your nails done, you got the matching outfit on, I know you got to do you, boo-boo, but when you're done, you might want to do the will of the Father. That is help your brother. How? Help yourself. That part out, the dominant culture, they usually leave that part out. Now, you can go over there and be a doormat for somebody else, but you might want to be the doormat for yourself first. How are you going to help me swim if you can't swim? So let me get this right. You can't swim, but you're going to jump in and save me, and we both going to drown. What? Where they do that at? That was me. I was trying to help folks swim. I couldn't swim. Dumb as a box of rocks. But I learned. It took me a while, but I figured it out. Your thoughts per minute, brothers, every day, your thoughts must be like his thoughts. Well, how do we do that, Brother Will? All you do is set your intention. What is your intention? All you say is, Heavenly Father, not my will, but your will. Period. That's the my essence days left. That's it. Then God takes over. See, it's not, don't worry about how it's going to happen. All you got to do is worry about not worrying about it. That's it. You got to walk in faith. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? See, I got substance. See, I don't say I am going to be wealthy. That dog does not hunt. You must say, I am. Let's read what Jesus told Philip. Let's go back to John 14:7. So whatever Jesus, remember, Jesus is our elder brother. He's the firstborn of many brethren. The firstborn of many brethren. Now, that firstborn, you might want to look it up in the Greek. Because it actually means the first in a series of many. The first in a series. Again, don't believe me. Get out your strong concordance. Pick out your lexicon. Go to Bible Gateway. Go to Esau. Go to bluesbible.org. Go and look it up in the original text. What does it mean? Jesus is the forerunner. What does that mean? Now, a lot of people worship him, but a lot of people don't want to be like him. No, Brother Will. We go to church and we'll worship him. We'll sing hymns. And then we're going back out to the club. Out. We ain't trying to do what Jesus did. We just like what he said. We can watch him on the big screen. But we ain't trying to, deny ourselves, pick up his cross, follow him. Yeah, no, we're not trying to do that, boo-boo. See, Jesus says, I am. He did not say, I am going to be the way. He did not say, I am going to be the truth. He did not say, I'm going to be the light. You should never say, I'm going to be. If you ever say, I am going, your ass will be going forever. It'll never show up. It took me 50 years to figure it out. It might take you a few, boo-boo. It's okay. Never say, I am going to be blank, because it'll never happen. Always speak present tense, because the only thing that is the eternal now. There is no past. There is no future. It's just now. Now God is. Faith is now. Now faith is. You read Hebrews 11? Now faith is the substance. Now faith. Your faith is now, brother. Your faith is now. So it ain't tomorrow. It ain't next week. It's now. So if your brain cells does not vibrate in the now, the reticular activating system blocks out yesterday and tomorrow. The reticular activating system only knows if you are now wealthy, if you are now healthy, if you are now wise, and if you are now in a great relationship. If it's not now, it's not happening. So the first thing you got to do is your thoughts per minute be like Yahushua's. I am blank. I am. And make sure if you go back to the book of Exodus, when Moses went up there and he said, hey, yo, dog, what's your name? He says, tell him I am. Then there was a pause. There was a comma. That was a blank. See, that's not in the text that you got. That blank is not there. You need to put that blank in there. And you need to put a period or exclamation point or hyphen or comma. Put anything in there that you want. Just make sure there's a pause. And then you continue with the rest of the statement, I am. So he was telling Moses when he said, okay, when he said, God, tell him, I am that tree, I am. I am that bird, I am. I am that well, I am. In other words, he's freaking everything, homeboy. He's freaking everything. He owns it. He created it. When you look outside, when I look outside and see a tree, I see God. That's what Jesus was telling Philip. Dude, well, I don't care where you look, you see God. What the hell you mean you can't find God? Are you serious? God is in you. He's oscillating and vibrating as you. He's just waiting for you to get out of the way so he can manifest himself through you. How do you increase your manifestation speed? Stop doubting God. Stop looking for him. He's inside of you. He's operating as you. He's manifesting himself through you right now. And you mean to tell me you got to go read some more books? You got to take another class? I don't think so, homie. You just say, I am. Blank, I am. So what is it that you want to manifest in your life today? What is it you want to manifest? Whatever it is, you put that thought in your head. And once you put that thought in your head, you have to label that thought. See, a lot of people got thoughts in their head, but they ain't got no labels. Remember, according to science, the brain, you see with your brain, not with your eyes. Now, that hurts my brain just thinking about that, so I've already did the research on it. I have a book called Neural Theology. I want to understand the science behind it, but that's a conundrum. And let me break it down just a little bit here before we wrap it up with part three. Because, see, you can't see it. If you can't see it, you can't be it. The only reason you can't manifest is because you can't see it. You said, now you're saying like me, I am wealthy. And the brain searches. The moment you say I am, and whatever comes after that word, I am, the brain scans your brain for that is labeled that. so it can give you that. So when you say, I am wealthy, and you don't have a frame of reference for wealth, you ain't never seen it, you ain't never been around no wealthy people, you from the hood like me, you grew up, you know, poor creature like me, so you say, I am wealthy, the brain says, no, you're not. I can't find that in the computer, homeboy. So once you stop saying, I am going to be wealthy, and once you start saying, I am wealthy, the brain searches your database, and it if it cannot find prior wealth in your repertoire, your ass ain't wealthy, according to the brain. And so the brain gives you cognitive dissonance. The brain says, this dude got double minds. He's saying he's wealthy, and we can't find it in the computer. So if it's not in there, if you have not labeled wealth, if you can't see wealth with your third eye, with your mind's eye, you got a picture of a visionary board outside of you, that's great, boo-boo. But if it ain't inside your head, that dog don't hunt. That's the only reason why you're not manifesting it, because you're not being it. You got to be the solution to the problem that you have. Let me say that again in English. You got to be being. You got to be beaming. You got to be bonding. You got to bond. You got to beam. B-A-M. B-E-A-M. And you got to be. B-E-I-N-G. Being, beaming, bonding. What does that mean in English? Exactly what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean? When you see me, you see the Father. Why? Jesus said, I am here to the will of my Father. So spiritual alignment means spiritual synchronicity. What does that mean? That means when I wake up in the morning, I say, Father, whatever your will is, let's make it happen, dude. It's not my ability. It's my availability. That's all I do. I ain't no guru. I'm just available. I wake up every morning, I say, Father, what are we doing today, homeboy? And then we go out and we make it happen. That's how you manifest. Now, I know somebody's saying, oh, Brother Will, that's how you manifest. Remember what Philip said? Jesus said, Philip, when you see me, you see the Father. But how long before we see the Father? I know some of y'all saying, hold up, Brother Will, you said all we got to do is, you know, increase, we need TPM. Our thoughts per minute, we got to increase our thoughts per minute. So every minute, there should be some thoughts. Okay, what else you got, Brother Will? Okay, you said that we're thinking about something, but we haven't named it. Now, Habakkuk 2:2 says, take the vision, write it down, make it plain, so that those that read it can run with it. See, I wrote mine down 20 years ago, and I'm living it right now. So I wrote it down. Now, I ain't got to write it down. I've mastered the manifesting technique, so cause I've done it so many times. But if you just starting out, write it down, boo-boo. And in the morning, get up and read it. You have to label it. You have to name it. Why? The brain can only work on known business. So I've never seen a chupacabra. That's this thing here in South Texas, man. They say it's supposedly like a dog or a cat or something. And they call it chupacabra or something like that. I never seen that thing, man. They took pictures of it. To my knowledge, nobody has ever seen it. So if it shows up at my house today, my brain is going to automatically block it out. Now, supposedly, that's how they say the Native Americans had never seen a ship. And so when the conquistadors flew, now supposedly this is historical fact, they say that the Native Americans did not know what a Spanish conquistador was. So when Columbus and his boys came over, you know, the reason it was so easy for them to wipe them out because, you know, they didn't see them coming, even though they was in plain sight. Now, as I've said on many shows, test this out. That means, like, whatever car that you don't, like, if you've never seen a Lamborghini. Now, I guarantee you, now this is true. If you don't believe, try it out today. Just say the name and make and model of a vehicle, I guarantee you, and TPM it. Now, you've already labeled it. I'm a Lamborghini. And then thoughts per minute. Think about a Lamborghini. I guarantee you, you'll see a Lamborghini today. Guaranteed. I do it all the time. I go out and say, man, no, I ain't never seen no Ford Mustang. And I drive around. All I see all day is Ford Mustangs. Why? They've always been there. My brain just blocks them out because the brain blocks out what is not God. That means your God-ordained destiny. That means it's not important to you. Ford Lamborghinis are not important to me, so I don't see them. Midgets is not important to me, so I don't see midgets. You know, UFOs are not important to me. People say, man, I got picked up by a little by a UFO. I'm never going to be picked up by a UFO. Why? They're not important to me. I don't see no little green men at night. There are some people who see little green men at night. I don't see little green men because my reticular activating system blocks them out, even if they do exist. Now, again, this is all scientifically proven. That means if to let it in, you got to name it. Versus this is extremely important. This is the missing key that everybody's missing. Your brain is searching anything or any event that the brain does not have a word for. The eyes can't see it. That is biological. Please go to Google and type it in and research that if you don't believe it. I hope you don't. Or type in research or listen to some of Joe Dispenza's work. Anything. So if you've never seen, I've never seen a chupacabra or whatever that thing called. That's why I don't see it. Bigfoot? I don't have a frame of reference for it. Now after you have a name for it, now you got an image of it. So do you have an image of wealth in your brain? Now remember, thoughts per minute have to increase. You got to put a name on it. I'm a millionaire. And then I got to be able to see, okay, like me, I know exactly what $1 million look like. So I went to Google and I researched it and I saw a stack of money. So when I close my eyes, there's a picture of $1 million in my brain. Then I got a formula by which to, I have it written on, I'm looking at it right now. Every morning I wake up, I look at three different ways by which to bring, so I know, my brain knows, and I know. So I'm bringing people into my life management system every day. Why? That's what I ordered. That's why it's manifested. So I'm signing up with clients. I'm talking to current and existing clients. I'm getting ready to go speak at how come I didn't speak at this or events before this event? How come I was never invited to speak at an event before this? My thoughts per minute, I didn't have no label on it, and I could not see it. If you can't see it, you can't be it. That is the way, the truth, and the life. Your job is to understand how you work biologically. That's why biology is so important. Now, there is a plethora of stuff that I can talk about. Do you know that every thought that you have produces a chemical? Do you know that? Now, that in English, that's like, okay, so what? Do you know that chemical produces a feeling? That's control your life. So that means that your chemicals are controlling you. Every thought, so you got a thought of what? Now, the Bible says to bring every thought into captivity. That's why God tells you that. And then he says, see if it is of your God-ordained destiny, G-O-D, God-O-ordained D, destiny. So you got a thought of going to the room. So I'm going to do what Jesus did. I'm going to compare that thought to the will of God, okay? God's will that none should perish and that all should come into the knowledge. That ain't got nothing to do with no going to no strip club and making it rain. So therefore, if I call myself a man of God and you see me at the strip club, you know that dog don't hunt. So my actions and my behaviors should line up. I got to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. So every thought I have produces something called a neuropeptide. I just did the series on that, neuropeptides versus technopeptides. They're using technology to change your neurology. I just did the series on it. Hopefully you listen to it. So now your thoughts are battling technology. Now they're getting ready to roll out with 5G. That, you think you can't manifest now? Everything is given now. Most cell phones are 4G. You know what 5G is? That's called the fifth dimension. That is the ability to tap into the ether, to tap into other realms. Now, again, don't believe me? Type in, there's a computer out. That's not study for another time. But anyway, there's a G-Wave computer that's already doing this. Brothers and sisters, every thought that you have inside of your brain produces chemicals that are released inside of your body that we just talked about. That was a study done by the MIT School of Engineering. This is called electrochemical engineering. but it is the electrons that they are chemically changing. So that way the thoughts are not creating the chemical reactions. The technology is. That's what nanobots are. That's what nanotechnology is. In other words, technology control your chemicals instead of God or your thoughts controlling your chemicals. That's where they're going with all of this. Thoughts release chemicals in the brain. And then your body reacts to every negative thought that you have. And you're wondering why you can't manifest? That's why the Bible says, why worry? Is worrying going to add one cubit to your situation? No. Your body reacts to every negative thought that you have. Now, this is proven. I got to say it one time. Your body reacts to every negative thought that you have. So if something bad happens to you and you think about it, you're pondering it. Somebody cut you off in traffic. They slam on your brakes. You almost rear-end them. And, man, your blood is like, that's sorry, mother. And you about ready to lay hands on them. I'm not talking about holding hands either. You want to lay hands on somebody. You want to anoint them with oil. And it ain't the oil of gladness. It's the oil of slappitude. You want to lay hands on somebody. And that thought, you get so angry, you can't let it go. And so you go to work, man, you tell all your friends, girl, you ain't going to believe what happened to me today. This fool cut in front of me. It's like, that's sorry, mother. Beep, 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 beep. And then you see somebody else, you tell them. And you tell them, before you know it, it's lunchtime. You see that lunch. You're still talking about what happened this morning at 6 a.m. And then you wonder why your whole day is whack. You just release all the chemicals inside the cortisol, adrenaline, all that stuff is just flowing and just messing up your whole day. But you're supposed to be doing the will of the Father. But some knucklehead, that's why whatever you react to, you enact. Look at your life. Everything around you is what you reacted to. You're not proactive, you're reactive. So the enemy knows. Now, remember the word re means to return. The word act means drama or play. It means return to a previous act. I want to move forward. I want to grow. I want to expand. The word evolve is the word love. To drop the last V-E off, turn it around, L-O-V-E-E-V-O-L. I want to evolve. I want to love. I want to grow spiritward or inward or Godward. So, my brothers and sisters, in conclusion, how do you increase your manifesting speed? Your thoughts per minute. That simply means that you're thinking. You got a lot of thoughts. Everybody do. We all think all day, every day. But how do you become conscious of your unconscious? Now, this is what I teach in the life management system. And well, if you're in the life management system, this is like an old hat. I'm just regurgitating the same thing I call claironomics. So let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important. How do you become conscious of your unconscious? See, spiritual development is identifying with something greater than this material world. Being spiritually aware is consciousness, it's awareness. This is called self-awareness. Embarking upon a spiritual journey is a journey of self-awareness. That's what prayer and meditation is all about. That simply means all you got to do is slow down, take a deep breath. When you slow down, now remember, when you drive fast, what can you see? I like to drive fast. A lot of times I drive, well, you know, I drive fast. I need to start driving slower. When you drive fast, you can't see what's passing by because you're moving too fast. Many of you, now remember, how do you become conscious of what you are unconscious? You have to slow down. By slowing down, what you are doing is you're giving your brain a chance to examine what is on your autoimmune system. When I slow down, for example, when you do meditation and prayer, you focus on your breathing and you just tune out everything else, just focus on your breathing. What that does is it makes you aware of your limbic system. This is the deep part of the body that controls all of our feelings. And there are all of these electrical transmissions that are being released. Every time you have a thought, your brain releases these electrical transmissions. These electrical transmissions that go through your brain, they go through throughout your circular system is because we're not aware of it. But when you just slow down your thoughts, slow down, And one of the best ways to do that is to, again, practice breathing, deep breathing. When I go, for example, when I go exercise, I focus on my breathing. When I'm on the treadmill, it makes the time go by faster because I'm focusing on my breathing and I'm thinking about what I want to manifest in my life. That's why, to me, the greatest manifesting technique is to put what you want in your brain before you start your exercise routine. I've been doing this for a long, long time. Even when I was out in the world and I was doing this negatively, and I would go drive around, and my kids used to always ask me, "Dad, how the hell you find these for sale by owners?" Every house I've lived in, rent or buy, has been a for sale by owner. Now, I can drive around. I can't remember the last time I've seen a for sale by owner sign. Somebody, again, for you guys, this is another study, but again, this is how manifestation works. I guarantee you today I'm going to see one. Well, I haven't seen a for sale by owner sign, I haven't been looking for a house to buy. My car is in my driveway right now. How do I buy that car? Before I went to the car lot, I put it in my mind what I want to manifest. I wanted a sales guy who wanted to sell a car more than I want to buy one. First car lot I went to, they said, "Boy, you see your credit?" "Yeah." "And so let me get this right. You ain't got no job?" "Nope." "And you ain't got no down payment?" "Nope." "And you want to buy a brand new car?" "Yep." "And if you don't get off the lot?" "I did not get off the lot. I wasn't mad. I knew that he was the one. He was not the ram in the bush." So I took my happy-go-lucky on behind down to the next car lot. Then I found this other car lot. They had a $2,500 rebate sale going on. And then they would just, pull it in. We'll take any car, junk or whatever. It was like a $4,000, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I've been driving that car for, 2 years now? Brand new, show it for. Zero down, no credit. No job. Why? How? I put it in my head. I've spiritually aligned it. I put my thoughts together. I named and said exactly what I wanted. I wanted a new car with no money down. I want a for sale by owner because I want to talk to a owner, not no damn bank or no real estate agent because they're just trying to rip me off. I put it in my freaking head, and I increased my speed of thoughts. The faster you think it, the faster it manifests. So when I drive 20 miles an hour, if I drive from here to Houston to visit my dad, I drive 20 miles an hour, I'll get there. It might take me a little while, but every time I jump on I-10, I put on my speed thermometer, I click that automatic thing, I'm usually doing about 100. And I know where all of the cops hang out at because I used to be a cop. Every once in a while, I get a rookie, that does something different. And, I usually talk my way out of the ticket, though. So I tell it on 100. You know how fast now? The trip normally is about, 2.5, 3 hours. You know how fast it takes me to get to Houston? San Antonio? I do it about an hour, hour and a half. Why? Speed. Now, I don't recommend you do that, as I've said on many shows. But when it comes to spiritual things that align with God's will for you, God said, "I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers." So I got people asking me, "Well, I don't know if God wants me to be wealthy." I don't get mad at them because for 30 years of my life, I used to believe that too. Well, God wants me to be a poor creature. Oh, the devil is a liar. I don't think so. Bring my millions, plural, on, bro. And it's what's happening. The millions are coming. Why? Number one, I increase the thoughts that says I am a millionaire. Now, I am. I labeled it millionaire. I labeled it. I put a freaking name on it. And now I can see it because I got a system that represents a symbol that is my millions. But is it about the money? No. What is it about then, Brother Will? You just want $1 million to do what? I don't want $1 million. I want the benefits of $1 million. When you have $1 million, guess what? You get your card, you can leave anytime you want. When you got $1 million, you ain't got to worry about, I got a $30 light bill. You ain't got to worry about it. You just pay it. I'm not interested in putting $1 million in the bank and look at it. No, I got children that need. I got brothers and sisters. I got a family. I got my neighbor. I got, my business. I want to fly around the country, and I got life management systems I need to promote. I got more books I need to publish. I got shit to do. I'm established heaven on earth. That's what I'm going to do with my million. What are you going to do with yours? Now, I might take a vacation or two, but in between working my 12-hour days, that's what my million is for. What is your million for? That's why I am healthy. Why? How am I going to drive from Texas to Boise, Idaho? You know how long that drive is? That's like 30 hours. How am I going to do that if I'm not healthy? And I am wise. If I can't even freaking read my GPS, if I'm driving through to some little pulled up town and some cop pulled me over, which probably may happen, if I ain't got the vernacular to be able to tell me, yo, boy, what's your badge number? Get your chief out of here. If I don't have the understanding to understand how to deal with it, I ain't got enough wisdom, I ain't going to make it to Boise, Idaho. And I need to be in a great relationship. My wife needs to know that when I leave to go to Boise, I'm going to be in Boise doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That, brothers and sisters, is how you manifest. You manifest your life by aligning it with God's life. God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. Now, I can ask and think of a lot of shit, but the Bible I read says that God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask and think. God wants me to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and total in relationship. That's all part of his plan. And that's his plan for you. Brothers and sisters, your thoughts must be like his thoughts in order for your ways to be like his ways, in order for your life to be like his life. That's pretty much it. I took an hour and a half just to say that. So let me say it again. We started with John 14:6. Let's close with John 14:6. Jesus answered. Obviously, somebody asked him a question. I guess we should have talked about that too. This is my buddy. Remember, me, Thomas, and Philip, we cut from the same cloth. So Jesus is answering a question. He says, Lord, said Thomas, we do not know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered. So this is my good buddy, Thomas, doubting Thomas. I like doubting Thomas. He like doubting Willie. We got doubts. And the Father cleared up all my doubts. I had a plethora of doubts. That's why I left the church. And then I came right back because God answered all my doubts. So y'all got any doubts? If you got any doubts, the Bible says, ask, and it shall be given. And you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. So brothers and sisters, same thing that Yahushua told Thomas, he's telling you. Jesus answered. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The way that breaks down scientifically is the brain blocks out all of your blessings because it's called the reptile brain. So you got to get past the reptile brain that's called the reticular activating system. That's blocking your blessings, boo-boo. So if you want to recognize your blessings, it's there. There's a blinder. That's why I have the life management system. Something is blocking your ability to see. So how do we see more? Think more. About what, Brother Will? Well, I recommend you think about your life management circle because that's in your DNA. Now, you can think about anything. You can think about being the president. And if you think about it long enough and hard enough, yeah, hey, that's a good possibility. However, I recommend we do what Jesus did. Jesus said, I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. Okay, Brother Will, what is the will of the Father? Now, there is the corporate purpose, and then there is the personal purpose. Corporate purpose, the will of the Father, that none should perish, and all should come to the knowledge. Corporate. But what's your personal purpose, brother? What's your personal purpose? Oh, you don't know? What had happened was, yeah, it's in your name, boo-boo. Man, his name. Why do you think he changed Saul's name to Paul? Why did he change Abram to Abraham? Why change Sarah to Sarai? Why did God change man's names? You change a man's name, you change a man's purpose, his destiny. If you want to know your name or your destiny, know your name. That's why I do Dear Canary Reports. And I'm good at what I do, boo-boo. Nobody on the planet do no damn 700-page report. 700 pages. If you don't got one, you need to get one yesterday. Brothers and sisters, email me today, masterteacher33@gmail.com for more information. Thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the son of part one, the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like I'm Goku. When I'm flying through the atmosphere, I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean.